Panthers Radio with Zynomics and confirmation of another returnee. And it's the golden boy from GB, the golden goal scorer, all the way from Long Eaton and Budapest, Robert Farmer, back with the Panthers for another year.
Yeah, it's exciting, obviously, and we're hoping to have a good summer and lead into a better year next year.
Is it exciting for the players? I mean, we all know Corey inside out, and he was with us for a long time, and you played all your hockey at the Panthers with Corey Nielsen as the coach. Is it exciting, though, to know there's a new hand on the rudder?
I mean, yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be different. I know that all the players that have ever been here have a ton of respect for Corey and what he did, and he was a fantastic coach. But yeah, like, it's a new person coming in, and that's exciting. Another opportunity to prove yourself and prove your worth. And yeah, you want to come in and earn his respect.
Players talk. When you're away with GB, players talk, and players just talk. What have you heard about Rich Chinomas?
I've spoke to him briefly, and yeah, I heard he likes hard working team, and likes he's coming here to win, so that's all you'd want as a player, and yeah, it's exciting.
Last year with the Panthers, brilliant start in the Champions Hockey League, flashes of brilliance in the league, and then ultimately, actually, the season was a bit better than the year before, but it just didn't feel like it, did it, Pons?
No, it was tough. I think we the Champions League was so incredible, and the way we made history in that and did what we did, and the way we started the year, and we all expected to win the league, I think. At that point, I think we thought we had the best team, and obviously went off the rails there for a bit. So I think it felt a lot worse than the other years, because I think the expectation was there, and we felt we had the team to do it. So yeah, it was bitterly disappointing after Christmas there that we weren't in the hunt. But yeah, just got to look forward now and hope for better coming up.
But then it finished quite brightly. I mean, I know we came third in the playoffs, and we would have loved to have got through in the playoffs and what have you, but at least we were there.
Yeah, well, that's big, obviously. It's not only four teams make that weekend, and we had a hell of a series against Belfast to make it. And then, yeah, we got a little bit unlucky, probably, I would say, in the semi-final. But, yeah, it was a good finish. Everyone pulled together for the last couple of months. I mean, we had a lot of ups and downs last year where it was tough to... You know, it was tough mentally, and in the end, everybody that played on that team managed to come together for a couple of months, and I think we finished well.
But we can do better next year.
I hope so.
Finally, I can't let you come on Panthers Radio with Zynomics without talking about that kind gesture by the Hungarian goalkeeper, who, when you threw it in the crease to turn the World Championships on its head, he put his lobster pot down, his glove, and it went in one side, out the other side, ricocheted off both legs and went in the back of the net. So you'll have been asked this before, but just tell the fans of the Nottingham Panthers what went through your mind when you saw that puck cross the line.
It's the best feeling you can ever have. I mean, it's everybody knows that's followed the GB team. We've had our ups and downs, and yeah, to reach that level and to have the high of winning that tournament was the most incredible feeling, and yeah, we're all very proud of ourselves and delighted with it.
I think we're all very proud of you and the other GB boys from the Panthers camp as well. Well done on that. Good to have you back. We'll no doubt talk to you in the summer, but in the meantime, Robert Farmer is back with the Nottingham Panthers, sponsored by the Nottingham Building Society.